Demand for housing pushed existing home sales to the highest levels since 2006, according to a new report from the National Association of Realtors. But now that means there are barely any houses left to buy, and the short supply means prices for those homes are going straight up. Let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So that stat is a little frightening because in 2006, I'm sure you remember, the housing market was on the brink of disaster. What is the state of today's market? Could you call it healthy?
I think it is healthy, but it's a little unbalanced right now, as anyone knows who is actually looking for a home. And what we really are suffering from, and this was true before the pandemic started, is low inventory. The reason is after that housing crisis occurred and prices really fell down through the basement, a lot of investors bought up available stock of housing. And instead of waiting for the market to recover and maybe flipping them, they used those houses as rental property. So they never came back on the market. So essentially, we just don't have enough homes for sale, and builders cannot build them fast enough to meet the rising demand.
And so prices are going up, which means the gap is widening between those who can afford to buy a home and those who can't. Do you think this is a temporary problem, or is it an issue that's going to require a pretty long-term solution?
Well, I think that it is temporary in the fact that right now there's only a 1.9-month supply of homes on the market. That was at the end of last year. And a normal level of inventory is something like 6 months. And compared to the housing crisis in 2008-2009, our inventory levels were at 12 months. But you're right. I mean, if the median existing home price for all housing types is nearly $310,000, that is out of reach for many Americans. I do think there is going to be additional housing stock coming online. Builders are going like crazy, but that doesn't really help people who are struggling to actually find a home. And I think their patience is being tried right now.
And the reason I asked about a solution is that President Biden has floated the idea of a $15,000 first-time home buyer tax credit. But I know you've written in your blog this week that that might not work or is unnecessary. How so?
Well, I just don't think that this is where the limited resources of government need to go right now. And let me explain before everyone sends me the hate tweets, and especially you realtors out there. I've heard from you already today. Okay, so let's think about who's looking for a house right now. These are people who probably have jobs and have not lost their jobs due to the pandemic. These are people who have – so they have income. They probably have a mortgage commitment in hand already, so they have good credit scores. And yes, it would be nice to have them have $15,000 more to put down towards their homes, but aren't there many more people who are really at risk and suffering right now, people who make less than $40,000? So I think that's really where the emphasis should go. I don't think this dream of a home ownership is worth actually perpetuating anymore in the future.
So just briefly, what's your advice to people then who are in the market?
Well, I think you have to have patience, and you can do, as my mother, the former realtor, used to say to her clients who get very frustrated, is that you have to have patience and you have to remember, okay, remember, she's an 81-year-old Jewish lady now, so don't throw shade at me. A house is like a man. There's more than one for you in the world. So you really do have to be patient, and please run the numbers before you start the process. You may want to rent.
That's so funny, Jill. My mom always says the same thing. There's always going to be another house. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, host of Jill on Money. Thank you so much.
Great to be with you.